Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Hello, good morning. How are you? I do hope you have been able to turn your face to the sun at some point this morning before the rain returns. We have a busy programme between now and 12. As firefighters prepare to strike, it emerges that those in receipt of welfare payments have been refused them. Poor maths leads to a bank error that could cost homeowners hundreds of euro a month in increased mortgage payments. Up to 1,000 still unaccounted for as the Hawaiian island of Maui is hit by a firestorm. And our Friday gathering will convene at 11:30. To look back on the week that was. Text us this morning, 51551. You can also email to dcb@rte.ie. We're going to start this morning by picking up the threads of a conversation that we began yesterday when we were talking about Lego and all of the other bits and pieces of plastic junk that wash up on beaches all over the world. Well, that was a conversation that sparked something potentially quite explosive. Literally quite explosive, and it explains the closure of a Garda station earlier on this week as well. A listener got in touch to put us in touch with Johnny Woodlock, a founder member of the Irish Seal Sanctuary and an environmental scientist based in Skerries in North Dublin. Johnny is on the line now. Very good morning to you.
Good morning, Philip.
Johnny, before we get into the explosive part of this, there's an important piece of context. As an environmental scientist, you're interested in what washes up on our beaches, and you have asked people to get in touch with you and to bring stuff to you.
Yeah, I bring school tours and disabled groups and various people on beach walks because it always amazes me how little they know what it washes up on our beaches and our shores, you know. And the potential dangers that are there, you know.
So plenty of Lego, plenty of bits of
Lego,
litter.
There's all sorts of sewage-related litter. Syringes, everything, you know. You wouldn't know what you're going to find any day you go down. And it'll be different most days or practically every day. But one thing that I know does come in occasionally are unexploded, let's say, ordnance or shells and things like that. Out-of-date flares are explosives. I've heard of fishermen catching torpedoes, live torpedoes in their nets. Mm. Generally, they recognise them and they throw them back straight away.
Somebody, though, found something that they didn't throw back and thought to deliver it to your doorstep.
Yes, I had put out word that if anyone caught something unusual, I'd be very interested in having it as part of our kind of educational programme. And the other day I came out to find what I suspected to be a shell on my front doorstep. Now, I was suspicious of it. Having spent time in the Coast Guard, the Irish Coast Guard, you don't go near these things. They're potentially very dangerous.
What size, what shape, Johnny?
It could have been a metal tube with compacted sand in it, but I wasn't prepared to take the risk. But I did know, however, it was delivered to me by a fisherman or one of these people that I had asked to keep an eye out for stuff for me. So I locked it in my shed for the moment, and then in the middle of the night, I just said, I'm uncomfortable with this. I tried to find a contact number for the Army bomb squad so they could check it out. I was going to send them a photograph, but I couldn't find a contact for them, so I decided the following day I would bring it to my local guard station.
You moved it by hand into the shed, and then something prompted you in the middle of the night to say, no, hang on a second, this is not the home for this. Okay.
Yeah. Now, I know it was extremely dangerous, and I was prepared to take the risk rather than have the bomb squad show up in the middle of an estate, potentially evacuating people and cording off the housing estate. I live now, and I've only moved in here fairly recently. So
not a good way to introduce yourself to your neighbours.
No, so I thought I'd bring it over to the guard station. I knew I was taking a risk, but I brought it over to Ballyringgit station and left it there. Again, I couldn't contact the bomb squad myself. The Gardaí had the facility to do that. And as I said to the Gardaí, it would be a lot easier to cordon off the Garda station.
Yeah,
the middle of a housing estate.
Did you drive slowly? Is it a good quality
road? I had it well cushioned in the van. But again, I considered it a calculated risk in that I would trust the fishermen if they tell me that it's harmless or it's safe. Mm-hmm. It has been taken up in a, probably dragged around in a metal cage, something like a razor fish dredge, for some time, and then transported in the back of a van to my house.
Yeah, so that was while it was in the sea. Maybe the exposure to air might have changed calculations
A
little bit.
As it dries out, it could become more dangerous.
Yeah, so
I left it over there with the guardian. I didn't want it here now. Although I could have gone and put it in a ditch somewhere, but I just wanted to do the right thing.
And under the circumstances, who knows what the right thing to do in this situation is? But what way did the guards look at you? I mean, when you knocked on the door and said, "Lads, I've just dropped a bomb, or what might be a bomb, out in the yard there."
Car park. Yeah. I was standing in the public office for a good while, and then when I rang them and told them that I was leaving this thing there, there was a response. I mean, they couldn't believe that I had driven it over to them, because the proper thing to do, if you're anyway suspicious about any object on the beach that could potentially be an explosive device, is to stay away from it. Don't touch it. Mm-hmm. If you think it might be, don't try and dig it up and see if it is. You know, call the guards or the Coast Guard. They'll be able to cordon off the area until the army or the relevant authorities can come and look after it.
And when the bomb squad came, did they find out whether it was a live device or not?
No, I wasn't there when that happened. I left and I rang the guards that evening to see if they could tell me what it was. And they said, "Oh, it was live, the bomb squad." I don't know whether they did a controlled explosion or what, but they dealt with it anyway.
It was live. So it had been driven by you from your house, having sat overnight in your shed, and having sat outside your front door. And how long do you know? You any idea? Was it out of the water before it got to your house?
Oh, it had been out of the water, and it had been driven around before it got up to my place, and not as gently as I was doing it. But again, as I say, fishermen are fairly familiar with these things and how to handle them. And I haven't heard of an incident on a fishing boat. I mean, trawlers dig them up, bring them up. This is a problem really for the Irish Sea, because after both world wars, huge amounts of explosives were dumped into the Irish Sea. And over the years, they've moved around.
Yeah.
But they're still potentially dangerous, you know?
Yeah, into the Beaufort Dyke between Scotland and Northern Ireland. Lots of stuff went in there after the end of World War II. Presumably, it gets dislodged all the time. And this is obviously then why Balbriggan Garda Station was closed on Wednesday afternoon. People might have seen that article earlier on in the week. Gardaí have confirmed to us that the Irish Defence Force's explosive crowd attended the scene, removed the device for destruction and for technical examination. So they had to, under the circumstances, close down the Garda Station while the device was being removed. What else could they have done?
Yeah, and far easier to close there than the middle of a housing estate. This should happen on the beach. If anybody comes across something they're even remotely suspicious of, contact the authorities. They can put a safe cordon around it, and the army can come down and deal with it.
And Johnny, when you found out over the phone that it was actually a live device and it had been sitting in your shed and in the back of your van, did the colour drain from your face?
I can't see my face, so I don't know. I got a bit of a fright, all right, but it's, as I say, some of them do come in, or are taken up by fishermen that have been eroded so much that literally the outer case is all that remains. And they would be safe, but this one had something in it, so I didn't want to run around.
Let's leave it to the bomb squad to make the determination on what is indecent safe.
There are things on the beaches, you know. I mean, I know there's an awful lot of community groups do beach cleaning events, but it's kind of more a public information thing to be careful.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you're anyway suspicious, contact the authorities and keep away from it, you know.
Yeah.
I knew I was taking a risk.
You've given us a photo of it, and we'll tweet that now from the Today with Clare Byrne Show Twitter account. But, Johnny, look, thank you very much for talking to us this morning. And the public service message is well heard and well heeded. If you see what you think is an explosive device on a beach, leave well enough alone and call the guards. Thanks very much, Johnny. Yeah. Woodlock.
That's it. Okay, thank you.
Text 51551 Today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.